The elite field of 78 golfers from around the globe includes 15 of the top 20 ranked players in the world. But when the tournament ends, a victory by Woods, Keimer, or Mickelson would end Westwood's reign after just 1 week. Westwood, who along with Woods was idle last week, talks about being number one.
It's the pinnacle of the sport, really. It was very exciting to get there. It's one thing getting there, but it's another thing staying there. It's obviously a very close-run thing at the moment. It's going to be tough this week. I'll have to play well, which may not be easy because I'm bound to be a bit rusty because I've not played a lot just recently.
Westwood has been able to play just a limited amount of late because he's been resting a nagging calf and ankle injury. In falling to number two, Tiger Woods has gone 51 weeks and 12 tournaments without a victory, which is the longest drought of his career. But with a win this week, he can not only reclaim the number one ranking, but also avoid getting shut out in his season on the PGA Tour for the first time in his career.
Come to every event with the same intention. That's winning a golf tournament. Whether I'm ranked number one or not, it hasn't changed and it never will. That's why I come to events, is to try and get the W. It's a hell of a field this week, and it's going to be a lot of fun to go out there and competing and trying to win the event.
Many believe German Martin Keimer has a good shot at taking over as number one after winning three of his last four tournaments. He won the PGA Championship and three times on the European Tour to compile the most victories this season. Phil Mickelson has won the HSBC Champions twice in the last 3 years and is the defending champion. And he's finally feeling better again after being diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. He's been on medication, which he says has taken 8 weeks to fully work, but now the fourth-ranked American says he's finally feeling back to normal. However, you can never count out a player like Woods. It's been nearly a year since a vehicle accident last Thanksgiving night sent Woods' life into a tailspin. The ensuing revelations of multiple affairs resulted in the loss of endorsements, a sabbatical from the game, poor play when he returned, and eventually a divorce from his wife, Elin. But after everything he's gone through, Woods says he is much more balanced now.
Certainly, I had a more introspective look at myself and, you know, where I was and where I wanted to go. You know, trying to understand all that and trying to become better as a person. I think it's not an easy process, but it's a process in which once you come out the other side, you feel so much better.
Regardless of who wins and earns the number one ranking, one thing is certain about this year's HSBC Champions. It's going to be a real treat for golf fans everywhere. In Washington, this is Steve Shive, VOA Sports.